بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. The cause for the current panic and fear which we see around us is that man does not want to die. Man wishes to hold on to his dear life for as long as he possibly can, and he wishes to avoid death for as long as he can avoid it. This book presents those ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam which provide us with a prescription to remove this fear. For that reason, the next chapter has been entitled, Death is Better Than Life. It was the burning desire in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for his ummah to love death. For this reason, he made this dua, which Ibn Hibban has narrated in his Sahih. He said, Allahumma man amana bik. وشهد أني رسولك فحبب إليه لقاءك وسهل عليه قضاءك وأقلل له من الدنيا ومن لم يؤمن بك ولم يشهد أني رسولك فلا تحبب إليه لقاءك ولا تسهل عليه قضاءك وأكثر له من الدنيا. One portion of this dua is, O Allah, that person who believes in you and who testifies that I am your Rasul, then make death beloved to him. And that person who does not believe in you and does not testify that I am your Rasul, in other words, he is a disbeliever, O Allah, then do not make death beloved to him. In the ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us many reasons why we should prefer death over life and why death is better than life. From those ahadith, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah has narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man dislikes to die, but death is better for him than fitna. From this we understand that if a person is living in this world, there is always a chance and possibility he may fall into evil and into sin. There is a chance that his deen will deteriorate, his iman will weaken, and he may even be forced into sin, into evil, forced out of Islam, forced to disobey Allah, whereas a person who has passed away, that fear does not exist for such a person. The second reason which has been mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir." This world is a jail for the believer, and it is a heaven for the disbeliever, a paradise for the disbeliever. The reason is because a disbeliever has no restrictions in this world. He does as he pleases. He behaves as he wishes. Whereas a believer is restricted throughout his life. He will have to fulfill many injunctions and commands of Allah. He will have to give up sins. He will go through difficulties. The second reason is because for the disbeliever there is no future. Whatever he enjoys in this world is the greatest limit of his enjoyment. Whereas for a believer, enjoyment really starts only after death. The third reason is that the quality of this world is very inferior compared to the quality of the hereafter. The example given in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when comparing the life of this world to that of the hereafter, is the example of a small little baby in the womb of the mother. A small little baby in the womb of the mother is hesitant to come out. That baby has comfort. That baby has food in the form of the blood of its mother. That baby is warm. That baby is protected. It does not wish to come out. When the time comes when the baby is forced to come out, it cries. But when the baby comes into this world, and it sees the spaciousness of this world, it sees the bright lights of this world, it tastes the lovely milk of its mother, and later on it tastes the delicious foods of this world, if that baby has to be asked, would you prefer to return back to the womb of your mother? Do you like to go back there? Then that baby will refuse outright. Just like that, when a person will enter into the next life, if he has to be asked, would you prefer to go back? He will say, never. After seeing the spaciousness and the enjoyments and the wonders of this life, the comforts of this life, I would never prefer to go back to the world. May Allah grant us understanding and tawfiq.